Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How much drama would you be willing to put up with before you decided to call off your engagement? On today's case, Ms. Thomas says she has put up with more than enough from her fiancé, Mr. Collier. She says that in the 3 years they've been together, she's had to deal with jailhouse pleas, baby mama drama, and a whole lot more. Now Ms. Thomas has decided she can do bad all by herself, and she is ready to move on. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Thomas versus Collier.
Thank you very much, Ms. Thomas and Mr. Collier. Ms. Thomas, you say your relationship with Mr. Collier has been so tumultuous that you are ready to end this engagement.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Collier, you believe fate brought you together, and you say you will do anything to save this relationship.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, Ms. Thomas, why are we in court today?
Well, Your Honor, I'm here because I've been battling with if I want to continue to devote time to this man. And if that means I have to continue to deal with baby mama drama, with insults, with disrespect, it's going to be a no for me.
Okay. Well, Mr. Collier, you heard what Ms. Thomas said. She's sick of dealing with the excess stuff that this relationship brings to her. What do you say?
Your Honor, honestly, sir, I'm sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Like, I'm being accused of any and everything that I didn't do at this moment. Like, back then, I had a past. Of course, everybody has a past. But I can't keep trying to live for tomorrow, and she keeps bringing up my yesterday. I want to be her gift. I want to be her present. She's not giving me that at all, and I want to fix that.
So, Mr. Collier, you're saying that you have made errors in the past, but you're a changed man now. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Thomas, let me see what you say to Mr. Collier's claim of being a changed man. Why don't you take me back to when you all met?
Okay, well, we met in 2011 going to school. We were in high school. I was a junior at the time and he was a senior.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first saw him at the bus stop, I spoke and he didn't even respond. He looked at me and didn't even say anything, so I just let it be. And then maybe about a week later, we ended up being cordial and becoming friends. He ended up graduating high school. He went to the military. We lost contact after that. But then maybe about 18 months later, I just so happened to stumble across a social media page and see that there's now a child and another woman involved. But after I saw that on the Facebook page, then we ended up writing letters back and forth. So I'm like, okay, you're still dealing with this woman, but you're also still trying to be in contact with me. You still want to hold contact with me. And everything just kind of went on and downhill from there.
But Ms. Thomas, you knew when you decided to engage in a relationship with him that he was encumbered with at least one baby mama.
Yes, Your Honor.
And you decided to move forward.
Yes, Your Honor, I did. Only because I like kids. I love kids, always have, always will. And in my head at that moment, it was, okay, one is not terrible. I can deal with one. So I was okay with it just being one baby mama, but it ultimately ended up being more than one that I didn't know about, that I was lied to about.
Ah, Mr. Collier. Ms. Thomas says that you led her to believe that you were coming to the relationship with some baggage, but she didn't know you had a whole matched set of luggage.
I wasn't really looking for love. I was more so focused on lust and like...
Fair, fair.
And understanding that, I tried to explain that to everybody. I tried to be forthcoming. But after a while, that just got boring. You know what I'm saying? I bounced from house to house, bed to bed, just trying to figure out where I belong. And along down the road, I found somebody special. I really loved her, and I want to marry her. That's all I wanted to do. But in the meantime, I had a lot of baggage to take care of, and I wasn't really sure how to do that and still hold on to her.
Well, the first thing you're supposed to do is be honest.
Thank you.
That's the first thing.
Thank you.
Because when you build a relationship, the first brick in the foundation has to be trust.
I feel like I was honest, though. Like, I feel like I was always honest.
How many children do you have?
I got 3 girls and 2 boys.
So there are 5 children, and how many baby mothers are there?
I got 3 baby mamas.
Yes.
3 of them.
And all these children are under...
Under 8.
Under 8 years old?
Yes, ma'am.
So that means that at least for the next 10 to 15 years, whoever's in your life is going to have to deal with a minimum of 3 other women. That's just the truth.
Yeah, and that's how I felt. I had to deal with it, not her.
Well, anybody that's coming in and out... See, this is the thing that people fail to get in this whole baby mama drama. When you have small kids and you send your child to visit their father, the lady that's in that house is the one servicing the needs of your child.
Yes.
So you can be mean if you want to. You can not want to speak to her. You can not want to deal with her. But trust and believe, if your 6-year-old skins his or her knee, somebody's going to have to comfort that child. If the child gets sick, somebody's going to have to comfort that child.
The way she be acting, she don't really, really mess with my kids like
but
that.
But guess what? If she doesn't, that's not the woman. Because the children didn't ask to come here. You and their mother made them. So that's why I said it is her business. Because until you bring the person into the relationship, sir, then they're never going to bond with these children. And the children deserve to have a co-parenting situation.
Thank you, Jay.
As far
Thank
as co-parenting you. Goes, it sounds fairy tale-ish to me. Like, they got a mother, they got a father.
It doesn't
She's
work
here for
like
me.
That's how,
I see
how
it.
That goes.
You know, Mr. Collier, I guess maybe I'm biased and I have to give you my bias walking in the door. When I married my husband, I became a bonus mom immediately. So I kind of know a little bit about what I'm talking about. And this child came into my life at 10 years old and he's now 18. And you want to know why I was late to court today? Well, because my son needed to hear from me. He needed to have a conversation with me. He wanted to talk to his bonus mom about an issue that he's facing. So Thank you.
That's a good connection that you guys have.
And
that's
guess why? You know why? Because
no,
the first date, my husband said to me, anybody that's in my life has to know and love my son. The first date. That's the first thing he said. Because my son is important and I'm going to be present in his life. I swear to you, my first thing. So when I say to you, you have to bring the person that you love along, you bring them along from the beginning. And then they determine whether or not they can handle it.
I was washing dishes at this particular time. Went to move the ring and the ring fell on the floor, bounced twice into the air duct that was on the floor.
So you think she...
I think
tossed
she
the ring?
Lost the ring because she was having some other turmoil dealing with that she didn't want to talk to me about.
Well, that's because the ring was intended for somebody else.
Ah, the plot thickens. Stop, stop, stop.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
And he's also inconsiderate, Judge. He is very inconsiderate.
What do you mean he's inconsiderate?
Well, when he proposed to me, he did propose with the ring. And one day I was cleaning the kitchen, doing my housely duties, cleaning the kitchen, and I was washing dishes at this particular time. I took the ring off because I washed dishes with bleach and I sat it on the counter. Once I was done, I went to wipe off the counter, went to move the ring, and the ring fell on the floor, bounced twice into the air duct that was on the floor. So now I'm looking, I'm getting on my hands and knees because I have to pull the air duct out of the ground to see it. And I put the flashlight in, hand down, everything covered in dust, trying to find this ring. And I'm scared for him to come home now because now I have to tell you I lost my engagement ring on accident. Now I'm distraught, covered in dust and everything because I actually did look for my ring. He comes in. I have to tell you something. He has a stank look automatically. He never even gave me a chance. And I told him I lost the ring, fell down the duct on accident. It was completely an accident. He looked me in my face. He gave me this stank look. He didn't even really say anything. He said, oh, really? And I said, yes, it was an accident, but we can look for it. He turned around and he walked away from me, Judge. He didn't say 2 words other than, oh, really? And when he went into that room, I went in to try to talk to him and let him know this was really an accident. He walked out. Anytime I went in the room behind him, he walked out right
He was irritated.
Him.
He was irritated, Ms. Thomas.
Thank you, of course.
I mean,
well,
you
I
do
be?
Need to give the man a minute to be irritated.
Like,
but,
I can't
but here's the thing.
I needed him to know it was an accident. It wasn't anything on purpose. But if I would have waited, he's not the type of person you can wait to tell bad news to.
Okay, but Ms. Thomas, one thing I would like to know is, what happened to the ring? Did y'all ever find it?
Right. There you go. Thank you. What happened
no,
to it?
I never found it. He didn't try to help me look for
try
it.
Try to help
he
you? I ain't lose it.
I didn't try to. It was an accident. It fell down the duct
Everybody
when it fell on the ground.
Okay.
So you think she lying?
I think she flipped.
I'm not lying.
You think she
I think she lying.
So you think she...
I think
tossed
she
intentionally the ring?
Lost the ring because she was having some other turmoil dealing with that she didn't want to talk to me about. I felt like if he didn't want to marry me, just
well,
say that.
Well, that's because the ring was intended for somebody else.
Ah, the plot thickens. Stop. The plot thickens. What makes you say the ring was intended for somebody else?
Because I found pictures in his phone, and sure enough, the ring that I had, I seen on the baby mama's finger. I don't know how it went down between them two. I'm not sure how the ring ended up back in his possession, but I did feel some type of way that you recycled a ring to me that you were going to give to your baby mama. I don't want that.
You know, it's kind of interesting because the ring was supposed to go on the finger of the person that you ultimately marry.
Right.
Okay? You allowing somebody to live rent-free in your head then. Because if I end up with the ring, that's because I'm going to end up with the man. So you're going to be ringless over there and you're going to be manless. So I would not allow somebody to live rent-free in my head. And there's a reason that he feels that it was tossed. Because even if you didn't toss it, you were not mad that it was tossed.
Still, like, the fact that it was tossed, it was just on some, so do you really not want to be with me now? It's like everything that's going on in your life, you can either just talk to me. You can either just walk away, but you don't have to pull up antics every time there's something going on.
Wow. He insults my food. You should have did it this way. Well, why you didn't do this? And you have food from other women in my refrigerator from your job.
The only reason why I'm eating the food from them because I don't trust the food you're cooking for me. We got all these problems going on. Why would I trust that you're finna cook a real meal for me?
If you don't like it, then don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
But just say thank you. Because don't nobody have to cook for your sorry behind.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Missed a show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
There is something that started all of this from the beginning. What was it, Ms. Thomas? Because for some reason, it sounds like there's some resentment.
It gotta
resentment
be.
On my side or resentment on his side?
Resentment on your side. Why? Because this baby mama drama, it's come up a couple times. So talk to me a little bit.
It's more so...
How'd you find out about all of this?
I put on my FBI detective hat and I went searching on social media until I found what I was looking for.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I got the answers out of him that I needed. If you're not going to tell me, I'm going to get the answers that I need.
Yes.
And he also hates the food that I make. I aspired to be a chef from high school, and this he knew.
Inspired.
I would be on my feet for hours trying to make sure he has a hot meal when he gets off of work. And what does he come in and do? He insults my food. You should have did it this way. Well, why you didn't do this? Why it smell like that? Why my mama used to do it like this? Why you...
Wrong.
You not even try to help. You didn't even put in the helping hand. You didn't tell me what you wanted to eat. This is just something I'm doing because you're my man and you just went to work to take care of me. I'm trying to take care of you, but all you do is complain about it. And you have food from other women in my refrigerator from your job. So you won't eat what I cook for 3 hours, but you'll eat the food out of the refrigerator from another female at work.
But look, on the same sense, only reason why I'm eating the food from them because I don't trust the food you're cooking for me. If we got all these problems going on, why would I trust that you're finna cook a real meal for me? Like, I don't know what was really going on.
What was going on with the food? Tell me what kind of food did she make?
All right, so she tried to make spaghetti. And use the way I'm used to making spaghetti, you know what I'm saying? You cook the noodles together. You put everything together in one pot, and then you serve it as such. She gonna separate everything, and I'm looking like, what you want me to do? Put it together myself? How you gonna make a dinner for me and tell me to put it together myself?
So wait a minute, I'm sorry. The pasta... was
the pasta was cooked separately from the meat in the sauce. So it's like, you... What
sir,
are you doing?
Sir.
Yes.
Pasta noodles.
Thank you.
Yes, pasta...
Who?
Well, you know what? You used to folk opening up cans and pouring a can of spaghetti.
What's all got going on?
Okay? That's not the way you make pasta and meat sauce. You make meat sauce
because
it cooks
pasta
at a different temperature.
Negative.
And then you make pasta noodles.
Thank
and
you.
Then you take the water, put the water in the sink, take the pasta noodles, and mix it with the meat sauce.
So when you go to the restaurant, do you go to the back of the counter and mix your pasta sauce?
No, excuse me. They don't put it in the same pot. You
that's
do
the
know
problem. See, that's the problem. We got to get together. We got to come together.
No,
we can't just be having separate pastas
like
and separate
and I'm going
excuse me, Mr. Collier, bless your heart.
Bless it. Thank
but
you.
That's not how you make pasta.
Thank
so,
you.
So school me on something, because that ain't making sense. All right, so how you make lasagna then? Because she don't make that good either.
That's different.
Sir, first of all, there's multiple kinds of pasta, and I'm not going to sit here and give you a lesson on pasta.
I need...
Also, I'm going to just teach you to say thank you when somebody cook for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You want me to say thank you?
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
That's it. That's what you say. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
And guess what? If you don't like it, then don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
But just say thank you. Because don't nobody have to cook for your sorry behind. Okay, you grown. Cook for your doggone self. Because you ain't got but one time to tell me you're not going to eat my food because you'll never get nothing again.
Judge, if I think you're trying to kill me every
excuse
time.
Me.
Judge, he even got us evicted over a pair of shoes.
What?
Over a pair of shoes. A week prior to the rent being due, I asked him, do you have the money for the rent? And his response to me was yes. I went to work one day. This was the week after that. I went to work one day, and after I came home from work, I went to go open the door, and the key didn't work. Me thinking somebody might have changed our locks to try to break in, I went to the leasing office to figure out why my key wasn't working. And she said that the rent wasn't paid. I wonder why the rent wasn't paid. Went to call the defendant here, and he didn't answer my phone for almost 2 hours. He didn't answer my phone call at all. Got me outside looking crazy, and come to find out he didn't pay it because he spent some of the money that was for the rent on shoes.
How do you all pay for
your... You have to pay weekly.
And does he pay all the rent, or do you all share?
It just depends on the week, but most of the time he pays all of it. Yes.
And so that week, he didn't pay the rent.
That week he did not.
And they evicted you, and they put a lock on the door.
They put a lock on the door. Yes, ma'am. And that's what happened. And I found out it was over a pair of shoes. He didn't even
tell me. Mr. Collier.
And we can keep saying it like it's just so simple, like it's just so small. But after a while of arguing and bickering and moaning, I just got tired of that. I just wanted to feel good about something.
You ruined my credit. I had to
you
live
ruined
we
my
were
life
in this
almost.
Together.
What are you talking about?
We were in
I
this together
a
and you ruined my credit.
One at a time, please.
Mr. Collier, why didn't you pay the rent?
I didn't pay the rent because I felt like the direction that we were going was supposed to be together. And we started to separate apart, so I felt as if it were best to take some
but
time
you
apart,
don't
get away.
Not pay the rent.
So here's my question: where were y'all supposed to stay?
Thank you.
What was your plan?
Well, she didn't really want to talk to me about anything else, so I figured she'll have it figured out. I figured she's strong, she got it.
That's not how that's supposed to go. You didn't care about my well-being at all. You didn't care.
Yeah, because after a while, it's just like you don't care about mine. You keep fishing it and ask the food.
Miss Thomas.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand. A lot of this baby mama drama started with a phone call.
With a phone call, yes, ma'am. He went to jail.
All right, here we go.
I didn't know that he went to jail. And then I received a call. You know, this is the how they do the jail calls. And I heard
yeah,
that it
this
was
is
him.
The county
yes.
of
yes,
and you
ma'am.
Are receiving a
yes,
phone
ma'am.
Call from.
Yes, ma'am.
And to be very clear, the only reason why I know that not is because I had anybody go to jail, but I put people in jail. That was my job.
I got that call. It said his name, so I took the call. And I'm thinking he's finna ask me to help him get out. He called me and gave me a name and gave me a Facebook tag and said, I need you to get in contact with this person and tell this person that I'm in jail and she'll know what to do. Don't ask no questions. That's all he said.
Were you all in a relationship?
He had just started coming back around at this point because I had originally found out about the first baby mama. And I cut that off, and this is when he came back around, and I sat down and asked him, is there anything else I need to know about? Is there any other women, anything you want to tell me? Because I don't want to be hurt again. And he told me, no, it's just me and you. This happened maybe a couple of weeks after that.
Next time on Divorce Court.
That was a sign right there, because he was calling you from jail.
Calling me from jail. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know how you were raised, but you were clearly raised without self-esteem.
That's just what I did, and I tried to be there for the kids, and I still do for the kids. They deserve that kind of mother that I had, and they don't have that mother.
One of those mothers is willing to join me here in the courtroom.
Hi, my name is Naomi Stinson.
Hi, Ms. Denson. You were the person Ms. Thomas called to deal with the bail.
Well, no, at the time, me and Mr. Collier were dating, so...
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you don't say
when I got in contact with her, I didn't know they were an item.
So, in other words...
We were together.
I'm trying to figure out what in the world you two ladies want with Mr. Collier.
Made in Georgia.